Good morning. I am doing a check on board members that have joined us remotely. Do we have Tracy?
Yes, yes.
Good morning, Tracy. Do we have Trista?
Yes.
Good morning, Trista. And do we have Chase?
Chase is here.
Good morning, Chase. And finally, do we have Brandon?
McFadden, present.
Good morning, Brandon. All right. So, Mr. Chair, we can go ahead and get started.
All right. Well, I'd like to welcome you to the May 16th, 2025 meeting of the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board held at 1740 West Adams Street, Boardroom C, and invite you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, let's do roll call now.
For board members present, we have Gary Bagley.
Here.
Brandon McFadden.
Present.
Marshall Knopf.
Present.
Josephine Glover.
Present.
Tracy Wilkinson.
Here.
Chase Burnside.
Here.
For board staff, we have Frank Legale.
Present.
Kelly Gilbert.
Present.
Gillian Stevens, here. Myself, Jessica Ferrazza. Rosa Rodriguez.
Present.
Jessica Wilson.
Present.
Helen Bordelman.
Present.
Kathy Bergeron.
Present.
Ellen Vanderveld.
Present.
Lisa Chavez.
Here.
Justine McDaniel.
Present.
Colleen Aiken.
Present.
Yulisa Salvador.
Here.
And our friend, we have Susan Nielsen. For legal counsel today, we have Jean Galvin.
Present.
Deb Mark Bracto with the ADQ's your IA.
Thank you.
Independent advisor. So we're clear. For the record.
He seems pretty independent, so I guess that's a good thing. All right, next item up. The board, I'll let you know, the board may vote to go into executive session to discuss personal matters pursuant to ARS 38431.03A1 or to obtain legal advice pursuant to ARS 38431.03A3. First item up, we have a discussion regarding approval of the board minutes of last meeting. Do we have a motion regarding that? The minutes from the last meeting?
Ms. Von Glover moves that we accept the meeting minutes from last meeting from April's meeting.
Member Turner, seconds.
Motion and second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that passes unanimously.
Mr. Chair, we'll need an abstention from Mr. Knopf if he was not here.
Yes, okay. All right, goes to that side.
Thank you.
We're still good. All right, do we have any conflict of interest from any of the board members related to any cases that are going to be seen or heard today? Hearing no reaction, I assume there are no conflict of interest today. And now I'd like to welcome the barbering and cosmetology students that are out here, and I suspect a few of you may be students based on your outfit. What school are you from? Turning Point, good. Turning Point, very nice. Anybody else out here today?
Barber College.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Very nice. Well, that's a lot of support. We appreciate the support. You know, we're here to serve the cosmetology community, and we consider you to be that community. So we appreciate that you came and get to know us a little bit and realize we don't have fangs and teeth and we don't growl. We're just trying to keep everybody safe. So thank you. Well, except for Chase. Okay, one guy. That's not that bad. All right, so now we're going to move to the executive director's report. Mr. McGowan.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. As a friendly remember, as a friendly reminder, we're going to start the meeting with our mission and vision, and the board's mission is to protect the public health and safety. Our agency will license qualified schools. establishment and individual and ensure compliance with state statutes and regulations. And our vision is to provide quality and timely service through world-class customer care. As always, I like to start with good news and announcements, and I'm very excited to share. As the board is aware, we have quite a few new folks that have joined our compliance team over the last few months, handful of months, really. And as part of that, those individuals have become nationally certified investigators through CLEAR by completing what's called the NCIT Basic Program through the national organization CLEAR. Having to achieve that certification, it's 2 weeks of coursework, as well as an exam that has to be taken and passed. And I'm very excited to announce that Holly, Christina, Ulysses, Susan, and Morgan all passed that course and the exam. So they are officially certified, making the full compliance team, again, nationally certified as investigators. That coursework includes information on professional conduct, principles of administrative law, investigative process, principles of evidence collection, tagging, and storage. You know, there's so much of that, but it's a good skill to know and learn. Interviewing techniques, investigator safety, overview of inspections and inspection procedures, report writing, and testifying in administrative and criminal proceedings. By way of a staffing update this month, I would like to officially welcome Anaya Nant as a customer service representative. She is a temporary contractor who will be with us through June 28th of 2025. This is to hopefully help us get over the hump of the last deployment of individual license types into the new IT system, which, as we are all aware, ends up requiring a lot of customer service. So officially welcoming her. And I'm very sad to say that we are officially saying farewell to Isabella Lugowski, whose last day is today, as she is welcoming her baby boy early next week. We certainly wish Isabella all the best, particularly in starting her family with her baby boy. So I'd like to publicly recognize Isabella for who just celebrated last week her 3-year anniversary with the board, and also congratulate her on obviously the impending birth of her child.
Congrats.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Congrats. That's all I wanted to add.
For our financial update, you will see that we've started the final quarter of the state fiscal year, and our appropriation amount for that quarter is $775,404. In the month of April, we had $231,000 in revenue, and our expenses were $385,000. That is primarily because there were technically 3 pay periods in the month of April that hit our books, and though obviously our expenses are a little higher in those months. Our fund balance began the year at $5,001,009, and at the end of April, our fund balance was at $406,000. Through April, which is 83% of the fiscal year, we are approximately 75% expended to our appropriation. And keep in mind, the magic number at the end of the year is we want to be 98% expended, and we are on the path to achieving that. For our testing update, you will see here that we had 744 theory candidate test in the month of April, of which 488 at a 66% passing rate. And you do have in your packets in front of you, and those joining us remotely, I emailed that to you this morning. You'll have all of those individual test categories to dive in deeper should you choose. Additionally, in the month of April, for our written practical examinations, we had 490 candidates take those exams, with a 374 of them passing, achieving a 76% passing rate. For our scheduled exams, this is the highest number I have seen in my little over 3 years being here. So we have 920 candidates that had scheduled a exam date from May 1st, and that went all the way out through August 30th. Of that, we have 523 written practicals, 2 Cosmo, 2 Barber, 2 Nail Tech in Spanish, and 397 theory exams. By way of reference, this was 200 more exams scheduled than a year ago for the same time period. For our licensing update, we had 589 new exam applications in the month of April. Of that, 296 were approved within one day. The remainder of those were incomplete applications. We have root cause. We've done some root cause analysis around this, and that is because schools are not providing students with the proper graduation documentation. So when the student is applying, they're providing a document that doesn't meet the regulatory requirement. So there's some back and forth happening on that. We have an email that we have prepared that will be going out next week to all schools. There's been, unfortunately, there's been a lot of school emails in the last few weeks. So we're trying to space them out so that they remain impactful and that it's not too much on schools. But we do have an email scheduled to go out to all schools with those requirements, specifically what those regulatory requirements are specifically, so that we can hopefully get over that hump and ensure that that right documentation starts coming in the door so that we can get more of those folks licensed in a timely manner. For our establishment applications, we had 184 in the month of April. Of that, 173 were approved within 4 business days. And for our reciprocity applications, we received 206, and of that, 140 were approved within one day. Again, it's important to note 2 things. The approved is a completed application. So if it's incomplete, it goes into that incomplete category, and it does not fall into the timeline. And these are averages. I see that we have lots of students in the room, and so I like to make it clear that it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen in one day, but we're doing everything in our power to make it happen in one day. And on average, those 296 applicants that were approved for new exam were done within that one day. So that means some were done in 2 days and some were done same day. So you should please do keep that in mind. For our eyelash extension, I'm happy to share that this we have now completed our first full year of this eyelash extension program. And so these numbers will officially in my next board report get folded in with the rest of the applications. But I wanted to share the 1 year numbers with board this morning and the public that's here. We did approve 4 additional board approved training programs in the month of April, bringing that total number to 204. We had 2 additional eyelash establishments, bringing that number to 24. And then we also approved 73 individual eyelash technicians, bringing that total number to 1,892. For our customer care update, in the month of April, we received, or I should say, we handled 3,976 phone calls with an average wait time of 11 minutes and 5 seconds and an average handle time of 8 minutes and 15 seconds. The combined total of those 2 is an interaction time of 19 minutes and 20 seconds. We remain in red in that status. We know why we're red in that status. We've taken some steps to bring those numbers down, and we will continue to implement various countermeasures to try to drive those numbers down as much as possible in the coming days and weeks. Additionally, in our email inbox, we received 1,193 with a 36-hour turnaround. For our compliance update for the month of April, we received 66 consumer complaints, 23% of which were within our jurisdiction and assigned to an investigator to investigate. We conducted an additional 287 routine inspections with an 85% compliance rate, and we actually conducted 13 investigations on top of that. For our legislative update, I actually have no update that is any different from a month ago, other than I can say that Senate Bill 1117, which was our budget request, has officially been struck through and has become some other bill regarding political subdivisions within the state. I didn't dig real deep. I skimmed it. Don't really know what it means, but it is officially no longer our budgetary request bill, so it has been struck through. Couple of nuggets about the legislative session for everybody. We are actually about 120 days into what is supposed to be a 100-day legislative session. The House has recessed until May 20th, which is next week, and the Senate is in recess until the following week on the 28th. So there, we don't anticipate much movement, much additional movement on anything in the coming days. My understanding is there are some behind closed doors budget negotiations currently happening, but outside of that, everything has come to a complete halt from a legislative standpoint. And so we'll continue to track it. We'll continue to watch what's going on. Even though everything's been in recess, I still log in and do my morning check every day on what's happening at the legislature just to make sure nothing happened. And we'll just continue to track those items. Our next six meetings are here on this for you. Our next meeting is June 20th, 2025 at 9 a.m. Just a friendly reminder that the October board meeting was adjusted to October 24th at 9 a.m. This was the announcement that I made last month, but I'll leave it in red on this slide until that meeting comes and goes, just to continue to remind everybody that we had to make that adjustment due to the NIC conference being here in Arizona the weekend before. With that, I will entertain any questions.
I do have one question. I noticed and have noted last month that the instructor practice particularly has a really low pass rate. Do we have any idea why?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, that is a very, very good question. It should be noted that the practical, the instructor practical, written practical exam did transition to the written format in, I believe it was January of this year. And that has really adjusted. I apologize, it was in November of last fall is when that exam launched. And as we have seen with all of the written practical examinations, there's this period of time, like usually it's about 6 months of implementation where those pass rates dip really significantly because of the change in format. Some folks are, I understand that some schools have expressed that some schools that offer the instructor program and are seeing these low pass rates, they have expressed concern and that they are meeting with NIC and PROS, the PRO that develops the exams, to determine if some adjustments need to be made in some of those types of things.
Interesting. Yeah, we look at this in our business, and we're apparently 8% of that, and ours all passed first time. So when I see this, I wonder what am I missing? That's different. That was really my thought. So there's something there, but we don't know what it is.
We don't know yet, because I think PROS and NIC are like, well, we've implemented. We need to give it some back, because again, as Arizona and other states have implemented the written practicals, they do see that dip for a number of months as they go to that format of exam.
Okay.
So I will certainly keep, as I hear anything from NIC or the schools that are going to, that have shared with me that they're having those conversations. If I hear anything of interest, I can certainly keep it forward.
We've had a couple of contact us and ask us about it, and I never understood what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Our people are passing us. I'm not sure how to say whatever.
Yep.
Okay, just curious. All right, so let's do that. So the next thing up is our complaint review and consent agenda, step one. Consent agenda items that you consider for approval as a single action unless a board member or another interested party wishes to remove an item for discussion. The board may vote to go into executive session to discuss and consider records exempt from by law from public inspection, including the receipt or discussion of information or testimonies confidential by state or federal law on all agenda items under steps 1 and 2 pursuant to ARS 3843103A2. So, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Would you like to begin?
Yeah. Rosado Ziegas, compliance administrator. For step 1A, recommend dismissal. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under step 1A recommend dismissal have been reviewed according to board's parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary act.
Okay. Does any board member have any questions about any case in step 1A? All right. Hearing no questions, does a board member have a motion regarding the four cases in step A? Recommend dismissals.
Marshall Knox, I say we recommend that we accept staff's recommendation for dismissals in step A.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
If we have a motion and a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, unanimously, we accept staff recommendation.
Step 1B, recommend for letters of concern. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases under step 1B recommend letter of concerns have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other disciplinary action.
Does any board member have a question about anything in step B? Recommend letters of concern. Hearing none, do we have a motion regarding step B?
Response letter moves that we accept staff recommendations under step 1B for a letter of concern.
Okay, do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
I'm sorry, Tracy, can you state your name?
Oh, Tracy Wilkinson, I second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I think that was still a good one. All right, so unanimously, we accept staff recommendations on B. Steve?
Step 1C, recommend informal interview without negotiation terms. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under step 1C recommends the informal interview without negotiation terms have been reviewed according to board's parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other disciplinary action.
Does the board have any questions regarding any case in C? Informal interviews without negotiation terms. Okay, hearing none. Do we have a motion regarding the case that's in step C?
Tracy Wilkinson, I recommend that we accept staff recommendation in section 1C.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second, Marshall Knox.
The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we step staff recommendations for C.
Step 1D, recommend informal interview with negotiation terms. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under one. Step 1D, recommend for informal interview with negotiation terms have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendation or take other disciplinary action.
Does any board member have questions about any case in D, any of the 23 spaces? Cases in this section? Hearing no response, do we have a motion regarding section B?
Guzman Glover moves that we accept staff recommendations under step 1D for informal interview with negotiation options.
Tracy Marshall.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so we accept staff recommendations for all of these. And that brings us up to 6. Okay. As for board review discussion, the board may go into executive session for the purpose of obtaining legal advice from the board's attorney on any agenda items under step 3, pursuant to ARS 3843103A3, section A. Review, discussion, possible action to rescind the previous motion and offer a consent agreement with negotiation options. Would you like to tell us about that?
Rosado, the compliance administrator on the first case, 2024-00560, Turning Point Beauty College, license number CSL00230, Five Star Enterprise LLC owner, and with the members. Well, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I would like to ask the board to rescind the previous motion to move the case to a formal hearing and offer a consent agreement to pay a civil penalty of $500 or notice for them to attend an informal interview without negotiation terms. The previous notice was mailed to the wrong mailing address. It was sent to the school address and on the licensing database. Ms. Holder, who is a member of the Five Star LLC, does indicate that she would like the correspondence sent to her residential address. Hmm. If she would have gotten the notice, she would have attended the hearing back then.
Okay. All right. Any questions about the staff's motion on this case? All right. Do we have a motion of how we'd like to rule on this case?
Motion that we, Marcel Knox, our motion is we give staff recommendations to rescind the previous motion to offer a consent agreement with negotiation options for A.
Okay. Okay. We have a second. And we have motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, unanimously, we accept that recommendations on that item. B.
So on B, case number 2024-00683, Desron Barbershop, owner Thatch McMillan. I apologize if I pronounced the name right. On this one, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I would like to ask the board to rescind the previous motion to offer a consent agreement and assess a civil penalty of $250. The establishment at the time of the inspection was inactive. However, the individual who was found performing services stated that he was the owner of the unlicensed establishment and has history of operating in that establishment at that location. We did generate a case against that individual. And the owner of this license, she sold the business a few years ago. She didn't submit an establishment closure form. But I would like to ask if you would just issue a letter of concern for not notifying the board of ownership change.
Okay. Do we have any questions about this case? 2024-00686. Okay. If none, do we have a motion regarding this case?
Marcel, I that we rescind the previous motion to issue a letter of concern, not notifying the board. And did that be?
Tracy Wilkins. Okay.
You're seconding?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Do we have any opposed? Okay. We passed that unanimously.
Thank you. On the second case, 2024-01171, Rigo's Barbershop, license number BDE-00948, Osman Matamoros, license number BAR-00926, owner managers. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I would like to ask to rescind the previous motion to offer a consent agreement of $250. At the time of the inspection, the only violation that was found was an inactive license that was less than 10 months. And according to board parameters, it's recommended for to issue a letter of concern.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about 2024-01171? Does the board have a motion regarding this case?
I vote that we rescind the previous motion and issue a letter of concern for the number two, case number 20240171, Rigo's Barbershop. Just a letter of concern.
Letter of concern. Okay, there a motion.
McFadden, not second.
A motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so again, unanimously, we accept the staff recommendation.
Thank you.
And that brings us to our motion to deem allegations admitted, which is time certain for 9:45. We set time aside so that everyone involved has a right and ability to be participating in this hearing, because these are important. So we're going to adjourn for about 15 minutes in order to allow time for it to get to be 9:45. So until then, you may feel free to move about 7.
Right, so we're going to begin again momentarily. I want to confirm the attendance of our board members attending remotely. Do we have Chase?
I'm back in.
Do we have Chase up back online? Do we have Krista back online?
I am here.
Thank you, Trista. Tracy, do we have you back?
Yes.
All right, one more time for Chase. Do we have you back?
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome.
All right, great. All right, thank you all for coming back after the long meeting. We're going to now move into section C, review discussion and possible action on motion to deem and consider accepting assigned consent agreement to settle matter ARS 32573E. We have met the time constraint. It is now 9:46 according to the clock in the back. And we'll move to our first case, which is case number 2023-98354, Graceful Haircuts and Color by Mary, SDOS 27421. Mary Guello, license 1-870-0092. Is the state represented?
Yes, Jean Galvin, Assistant Attorney General on behalf of the state.
Is the licensee present? If you're online, press star 6. Okay, hearing no response. State filed a motion.
I'm online. I don't know if it's for my case, though.
Are you with Graceful Haircuts and Colors by Mary?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
All right. Thank you. State filed a motion deem allegations admitted and a copy was mailed to licensee at the last known address on record with the board. State's motion says the complaint notice of hearing was mailed to licensee at the last known address. 30 days passed and licensee filed no answer. Does the state wish to make oral argument?
Yes, briefly, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This matter involves Mary Guello. She is the owner of Graceful Haircuts and Colors by Mary. She holds a license to press cosmetology as well. The complaint was mailed to her on March 5th, 2025 at her last known address on file with the board. The certified mail was retrieved at the post office, and the complaint that was sent by regular mail was not returned, and the email that was sent to her as a courtesy continuing the complaint did not come back as undeliverable. She has failed to file a response, and because of that, the request that you deem the allegations as admitted by her default, and we request that you revoke her license.
Okay, does the licensee wish to respond? Star 6 if you're online. Hearing no response, is there a motion granting the state motion deem allegations admitted?
I'm motion to grant state's motion to deem allegations admitted. In case number 2023-98354.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Tracy Wilkinson, second.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote.
Tracy Wilkinson?
Yay.
Brandon McFadden?
Yes.
Trista Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Marshall Knott?
Aye.
Chase Franchise?
Aye.
Gary Begley?
Aye. All right, is motion about findings of facts, conclusions of law.
Ms. Von Glover moves that we adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Tracy.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Okay, we do roll call vote again.
Tracy Wilkinson.
Aye.
Brandon McFadden.
Yep.
Aye.
Trista Giudice McGrover.
Aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
James Charnheim.
Aye.
Gary Bedwin.
Aye. Is there a motion regarding an order of discipline in this matter? I know we have to do three steps now.
I gotta do it again. Okay. So, Marshall Knox, I move that we impose the following disciplinary action in case number 20239854 to revoke the likelihood.
Do you have a second?
Yeah.
So you're telling me to interrupt you. Are you seconding?
Tracy Wilkinson seconds.
Yeah. Roll call vote, please.
Tracy Wilkinson.
Yes.
Brandon McFadden.
Aye.
Trista Giudice McGrover.
Aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
James Charnheim.
Aye.
Gary Bedwin.
Aye. All right, this concludes this matter. Staff prepare an order and mail it to the licensee and the Assistant Attorney General.